everyone, and welcome to the Thayer High School side-to-side basketball on K-Country 95 with E-Communication Sports as the Thayer Bobcats battle the Winona Wildcats here on the green and white hardwood at the Thayer High School. Our game tonight brought to you by Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, the Pizza Inn of Thayer, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley, Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Taylor, Grubosh, Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in West Plains. Along with Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic, Dr. Mike Kersick. Remax Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill. The Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic in Mammoth Spring. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply of Thayer. Monty's Outdoors in West Plains. Ozarka College. The Car Doctor 2 in Thayer. FNBC Community Bankers. And Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. The 1-0 Thayer Bobcats battle the always tough Winona Wildcats here at the Thayer High School tonight. Still a little bit of seating available. Come on out and enjoy some high school basketball tonight. Of course, one of many games going on around the Ozarks region. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Bobcat pregame show in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9. And Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzain.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Ozarka College, with campuses in Melbourne, Ashflat, Mammoth Spring, and Mountain View, Arkansas, has a degree plan just for you. They offer surgical technology, nursing, automotive and diesel mechanics, teaching, culinary arts, agriculture, aviation, welding, and the list goes on. And with the Carpenter Technical Center now open in Ashflat, new opportunities are just around the corner. If you need a flexible schedule, check out Ozarka's many online offerings. Learn more at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College. Life-changing.
And we're back here at the Thayer High School getting ready for our game tonight. Thayer Bobcat basketball on K-Country 95. Bobcats coming off of their season opening win last Friday night over the Ussuri County Cougars right here at the Thayer High School. And they're taking on a Winona team that's already played once or twice. Matter of fact, played a pretty good game against Hartville just a couple of weeks ago in their season opener. So, as always, Winona will be very athletic. They like to play really physical. And looking just down the roster, and they got some names that have been around for a while. So they got a very experienced ball club at Winona, and Steve Boyles is back at the helm as the head coach of the Winona Wildcats. I expect this to be a good one here tonight on Ecom Sports. I want to say thanks to some of our Thayer Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the ball game tonight. They include Thayer Plant and Thayer Farm Center, Active Chiropractic Acupuncture Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, the Country Cottage Cafe in Thayer, the Thayer Walmart, the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center in Thayer, and the Clary Funeral Homes of Thayer, Mammoth Spring, and Alton. We're just about 2.5 minutes away from the announcement of the starting lineups. We've got the starting lineups and we'll present them to you in just 2 minutes. You're listening to the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Thayer Bobcat pregame show. We'll be right back on Ecom Sports.
Pa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
If the referee makes the wrong call, it can ruin your day. Don't make the wrong call when selling your property. Listings are scarce and buyers are ready. It's never been a better time to list. Call me, Denise Cunningham, your realtor at Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate. 417-280-0173. The right call every time.
Office number 417-264-7000. Each office independently owned and operated.
It's where to go and buy your car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Hey, gang, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains is under construction, and they need to make room for the heavy construction equipment. Come in, take advantage of the savings.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains, and get great buys from nice guys.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
When you list your home with a REMAX agent, you get a pro ready to help every step of the way. And to jam a bunch of those ways into this radio ad, we enlisted the help of one of those fine print speed readers from TV.
REMAX agents can assemble a team of experts with a specific set of skills, kind of like an ensemble heist movie, but for selling a house. Staging, fixing, inspecting, the whole 10 yards. Oh, they might know some landscapers too.
And that's just a few of the ways a REMAX agent helps you every step of the way. Visit REMAX.com or download the REMAX app to find your agent.
Each office independently owned and operated.
We got a new tool.
And we're back over at the Thayer High School, and welcome to the Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic of West Plains. Thayer Bobcat pregame show. Let's take a look at our starting lineup. First up for the Winona Wildcats. They're led by McCade Dixon, the senior, wearing number 2. And, yep, he's been around for a long time at Winona. Also starting tonight will be number 22, Carter Voiles, the junior. Number 23, Ben Ipock, the junior, along with senior Blaine Cooper and senior Caden Van Winkle. And for your undefeated number 3 ranked Thayer Bobcats, it'll be the senior point guard, Gage Pitts. Jordan Andrews, the All-Stater, wearing number 22, along with Lane Grimes, number 24. Number 35, Keaton Nicholson, the 6'5 senior in the middle. And the sophomore, Aiden Burns, a 6'4 sophomore getting the start here tonight at the Thayer High School gym. Do I mention Landry Pitts? Now, Landry did not play in the opener here on Friday night, and he will not play tonight, but I did talk to his dad, Thayer High School principal, Mark Pitts, who told me that he's feeling a lot better. Of course, he is coming off of the concussion syndrome. He's going to be evaluated tomorrow, and they think that Landry Pitts will be available to play starting on Friday. Friday when the Thayer Bobcats open play in the Lyon College Tournament down in Batesville. All right, both the starting lineups have been announced. The Winona Wildcats are wearing the purple trimmed in the gold. They've taken the court. And the Thayer Bobcats getting ready to take the court as well. They'll be wearing the home whites trimmed in the green. Of course, Thayer, again, coming off of that win in the season opener on Friday night, an impressive win over ICC. And this will be another big test here tonight with the boys from up in Shannon County. Bobcats getting a little bit of final words of instruction from head coach Matt Pitts, and of course he is assisted by Zach Steed. And for the Winona Wildcats, their head coach is Steve Voiles, as I mentioned, longtime coach who left for a while and he's come back, and assistant coach Jake Nicholson. Three-man officiating crew here at the Thayer High School, and we are set to get this thing underway. Here we go. Ball up. Chip is controlled by Keaton Nicholson, and the Thayer Bobcats have got it. Lane Grimes up the left side. We'll kick it out front for Gage Pitts. Gage brings it on the left to Grimes. Down to Andrews for three. It's good. Jordan Andrews ripped the three out of the corner. That's brought to you by the Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. Thayer Bobcats jump on top early. And Bobcats pick it up here in the 1-3-1 zone. Burns is out on top of that zone at the top of the key. It's 6-4. Here's Winona going to fire one up from downtown. That is a shot no good. Rebound Gage Pitts for Thayer. Long pass up the court to Grimes. Grimes down the baseline for the lay-in. Lane Grimes got behind the defense, and Coach Boyles wants a timeout for Winona. 5-0 Thayer Bobcats lead. We are 38 seconds into the ball game. We'll be back after this 30-second timeout on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too. Fencing, automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store.
Coach Steve Boyles of the Winona Wildcats. He called that timeout a hurry. And Bobcats out to an early 5-0 lead over the White. I'm sorry, we're back here. I apologize for that. Coach Steve Boyles of Winona calling that quick timeout. His team is down 5-0. Thayer Bobcats have opened up red hot here tonight. They're back playing the zone. Winona working on the perimeter. Got it down to Cooper on the baseline. And he stepped out of bounds. We're going to get a foul call. Oh, got a foul called on Keaton Nicholson of the Thayer Bobcats. Going to be called for a push. Down along the baseline. Non-shooting foul. Winona will trigger it in. They try to lob it in. The ball hits the bottom of the backboard. And there'll be a turnover on the Winona Wildcats. There, Bobcats will have it coming the other way. Winona looks like they want to play a little bit of full court pressure here. Number 35, Van Winkle. Back in the backcourt. It'll be a little 1-2-2 half court pass. There, Bobcats break it easily. Go to Burns. Hangs in the air. Shoots and scores off the window. Aiden Burns and Thayer 3-for-3 shooting the basketball here in the early going. We're just over a minute in. Thayer leads us 7-0. Winona, Van Winkle hands it out front. Loses the handle. Pass is going to be stolen by Andrews. Andrews to Burns. Will slide for the layup. Oh, he missed it. Rebound taken by Andrews. He goes back up. No. Rebound gets on the floor. We got to scramble for it. And a hell ball going to be called. It'll be Winona basketball. There, Bobcats crashing the boards. Had a couple of point-blank shots. That time didn't go in. And with 6:34 to go in the first quarter, Keegan Tipton checks in for Winona. Van Winkle will go out. Bobcats inbound it to Tipton in the backcourt. He will give it up. Number 22, Carter Voiles, will bring it up the floor, crosses the timeline. Defense jumps out on him. His pass to the right side deflected, but picked up by Ipop. Ipop gives it in the corner to Tipton. Tipton's going to the high post, and a steal by the Bobcats. Off to Andrews, driving down the ball. Look at it, a shot. We got a goaltending on Winona. A goaltend on the Winona Wildcats. Andrews got the ball up the backboard. It's a goaltending call. And Andrews now with 5 points in the early going for the Thayer Bobcats. Went down, hung in the air. Laid that up, and I believe it was IPOC. They got up there and slapped the backboard, knocked the ball out. Can't do that. Thayer Bobcats lead it now 9-0. We're 2 minutes into the first quarter. Winona working on the perimeter. Got it over to IPOC. Now to Boyles. Boyles is double-teamed. Now he gives it up, and the ball is stolen by Andrews. He goes for the layup. It's 11-0 Thayer. And Winona wants another timeout. 5:51 to go in the first quarter. Winona calls a timeout. We'll be back to the Thayer High School with more Bobcat basketball in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9. And Friday and Saturday, 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
And we're back to Thayer High School after the timeout. Thayer sprinted out to an 11-0 lead over the Winona Wildcats. Winona with it. Pass to the left side, deflected, but picked up by number 2, Dixon. And Dixon throws it cross court and throws it over the head of everybody and out of bounds. The Thayer Bobcats going to get it after another Winona turnover. Gage Pitts takes the inbound pass. Winona still with that 1-2-2 half-court trap. Bobcats basically with four guards on the floor. You won't get them in a trap very often. They don't hear. They're working the offense around the horn. Got it down to Gage Pitts in the corner for three. It's good. Another three-pointer brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. And Thayer leads it now 14-0 over the Winona Wildcat. Winona back the other way in a hurry. Boyles has got it top of the key. Gives it off to Dixon. Dixon's pass is going to be stolen by Andrews. Andrews will elevate for the jam. Andrews with a first quarter stuff, and the Thayer Bobcats lead it 16-0. Winona with it out front. Tipton is going to be pushed on the outside. That was an excuse me foul there by Aiden Burns, trying to poke that ball away from Tipton. And the foul on Burns will be his first tonight, second team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. More substitutions for Winona. Number 12, Zach Pulliam checks into the game, and Van Winkle is back in. Caden Van Winkle, the senior, right, number 35. Tipton's got the ball for Winona out near midcourt off the inbound. Takes it to the left side of the floor. He passes there to Ipock. Ipock got it down to Tipton. Fakes the three out of the corner. Brings it back out front. Winona going down in the left corner now to Ipock, and he traveled with the basketball. Excuse me, that was Blaine Cooper. I'm sorry, Blaine Cooper, number 33. Travel with the basketball down the corner. Boy, he's a big kid. But he called for the travel. Thayer's got the ball back with a 16-0 lead. Thayer swinging it around the perimeter. Go down the left corner to Andrews. Andrews down to the baseline, trying to lob it inside. That one's picked off. Tried to get that ball down to Nicholson. And Winona with a nice defensive play there. Blaine Cooper got it. Feeds the ball up the floor. Boyles, number 22, with it. And we're going to get a whistle and another foul on the Thayer Bobcats. This one going to be on Lane Grimes, trying to guard out on the open floor. Going to be called for a hand check. So the third team foul on the Thayer Bobcats. We're halfway through the first quarter. Thayer leads it 16-0. Winona with it. Inbound to Voiles. Voiles on the right side. Now swings it around the horn. Got it down on the left side wing to Van Winkle. Back out front. Van Winkle on the dribble drive. Takes the pass to the left. Now gives it up to Tipton on the right. Lane Grimes is out on him. Here's a pass going to the high post and a travel. Going to be called on Pulliam as he caught the ball at the high post, took a step before he put it on the floor, trying to make a move down the middle of the lane. Winona, another turnover. And with 3:45 to go in the quarter, Thayer still leading 16-0. Bobcat swinging it right side to Andrew. Now to Pitts. Gage worked it on the right side, bounces one to Burns. Burns just inside the free throw line. Jumper is up and good. Aiden Burns with four, and Thayer leads it 18-0. Winona bringing up the floor. Voiles will take it to the right side, over near the sideline. Pulls up his dribble, and the Bobcats all over him defensively. His pass is deflected, but picked up by Pulliam. Pulliam gives it now over to Cooper. Cooper to Van Winkle. Now out front to Tipton. Tipton pass is deflected, stolen by Andrews. Andrews hangs in the air, shoots and scores. Andrews with a beautiful move to the bucket. He's got 11 in the first 5 minutes of the game. And Thayer leads it 20 to nothing. Bobcat defense has been really good. Here's a pass in the lane for Winona. Got it down there to number 22, Carter Voiles, who lays it up and in. So the junior gets Winona on the board with 2:43 to go in the first quarter. Voiles with the first 2 points of the night for Winona. Thayer back on the offensive end. Andrews kicks the pass down to Grimes in the corner. Fakes the three, drives the baseline. Trying to dish it in to Nicholson. Got it to him. He puts it up and in off the window. Nicholson in on the scoring now, and all five Bobcat starters has scored here in the first quarter. We've still got 2:20 to go. 22-2. Thayer with a big lead there over the purple and gold Winona Wildcats. Wildcats have got it outside. Number 22, Carter Voiles, making a move to the top of the key on the dribble. Bounces it down to Tipton. Tipton will bring it back out front. Give to Van Winkle. Van Winkle looking to get open on the baseline. Couldn't. And now dribble drives away from the defense. Gives the ball back in the corner to Voiles. Voiles swings it across court to Tipton for three. That one's up off the back of the rim. No good. Nicholson yanks down the rebound for Thayer. Bobcat quick up the floor to Andrews. Andrews slides to the bucket. He's going to get fouled. He'll go wide and shoot two. Number 33, Blaine Cooper, going to whistle for the foul. That'll be his first. And the first team foul against the Winona Wildcats here in the first quarter. Minute 43 to go. They are up 22-2. Andrews at the free throw line. First one is up. Oh, and rolls off the rim. No good. Thayer Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by your Bobcat boosters, including Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer, the First Baptist Church of Mammoth Spring, Penny Lane Accounting, and the Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Second shot for Andrews is on the way. This one is good. Nothing but net. Andrews now with 12 points in the first quarter. And the Thayer Bobcat lead is 23-12. Winona taking her time, bringing it up the floor. Tipton, Keegan Tipton, crosses the timeline, feeds it on the right side to Dixon. Dixon, long cross-court pass, dangerous pass, gives this Thayer defense. Dixon will give it back up, and now pass inside by Winona, stolen by Lane Grimes for Thayer. Bobcats on the semi-break, kick it inside, no-look pass to Nicholson, and he's going to get fouled as he makes the catch. Foul's going to be on number 23, Ben Ipock. Will be his first of the game. Thayer will inbound the ball down under the bucket. Second team foul against the Winona Wildcats. Comes with a minute 19 to play here in the first quarter. Thayer looking to trigger it in. They'll bring it out front to Lane Grimes. Grimes gives off to Andrews with a minute 15. There's a dump down inside to Nicholson. Turns left, powers it up, and is going to get fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. That'll be on Ipock again. Ben Ipock trying to defend Nicholson in the low post. Nicholson too strong, and he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two for the Thayer Bobcats. Number 35, the senior, Keaton Nicholson. And the first one is up and good. Nicholson now with 3 points in the game. Gage Pitts with a three. Jordan Andrews with 12. Two for Grimes, three for Nicholson, four for Burns. And Nicholson misses the second one. And the rebound taken by Aiden Burns. Wraparound pass going in the left corner for Grimes for three. That one's up the rim. Andrews follows it up and in. Andrews with a tip in. He's got 14. That'll say our Bobcats lead it 26-2. A minute to go in the first quarter. Van Winkle with it, top of the key for Winona. Gives over to Tipton on the left side wing. Holds it high, swings it over to Dixon. McCade Dixon dribbles on the wing. Now pulls it up. Gives the ball off in the corner. And now over on the other side, that is number 23, Ipock. And Ipock is going to get fouled as he makes the move toward the bucket. Foul will be on the Bobcats, number 35, Keaton Nicholson. That'll be number two on Nicholson. Coach Pitts looks like going to leave him in there for right now. Non-shooting foul, that is the fourth team foul. And then Nicholson going to come out. Number five, Asa Walsh will check in for the Thayer Bobcats, the junior. They're losing a little size inside. Winona inbounds the ball, got it to Cooper. Cooper, big kid, fizzles over to Tipton. He'll launch a high arching three, and it's good. Number 10, Keegan Tipton hits a three out the right wing. And Winona gets a little closer, 26-5, with 24 seconds to go. Bobcats cross the timeline. They'll hold it here for the final shot of the quarter. And the Bobcats hang 28 or maybe 29 on Winona here in the opening quarter. Gage Fitz has got the ball out front. Winona back in that zone. He'll give it around to Grimes. Grimes off to Walsh. Walsh crosses it over to Gage Fitz with four. Gage to Burns. Now to Walsh for three. That one's off the rim. No good. And that's the end of our first quarter. Our score is 26-5. Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Winona Wildcats. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with our second quarter in a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
Your car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Ready to change your life? Get started at Ozarka College. If you're looking for technical training or want to take courses for transfer to a university, Ozarka has a plan for you. Need a flexible schedule? Ozarka's online offerings make it easy. Best of all, going to Ozarka is affordable. Classes for spring semester begin January 18th, so apply today at ozarka.edu. Ozarka College, life-changing.
And we're back and ready for our second quarter of action here from the Thayer High School, the Thayer Bobcats. Out to a big lead over the Winona Wildcats at the end of the first quarter. It is 26-5. Thayer with the lead. Bobcats will open up the second quarter here with Andrews, Gage Pitts, Asa Walsh, Aiden Burns, and Lane Grimes on the floor. Nicholson will get a little more rest with those two early fouls. Bobcats working the ball around the perimeter. Gage Pitts has got it in the right corner. Pass out front, deflected. And then picked up by Lane Grimes for the Bobcats. Well, Lane swings it over to Burns. Burns will launch a three. That one rattles in and out, no good. Andrews with another offensive rebound. Couldn't follow it in. That'll rebound taken by Winona. Good board there by Tipton. Tipton dribbles up the floor, weaving through traffic, and is going to get fouled by number 12. That is Aiden Burns of the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be team foul number 5 on Thayer. Aiden Burns picks up his foul, second personal foul on Aiden Burns. So now Burns and Nicholson each with two. Winona inbounds the ball, the non-shooting foul. Got to Cooper, right back to Tipton. Tipton back to Cooper, top of the key, lets one fly, banks it in off the window. Number 33, Blaine Cooper, banks one off the window. And it cuts it down to 26-8. Thayer with the lead. Bobcats bouncing the ball into the middle for Burns. That one is off his hands and picked up by the Winona Wildcats. There come the Wildcats, chance to get double digits here. Get a little closer. Thayer led it one time, 22-2. Winona with it, working it down into the corner. Now they go to Tipton. Tipton throws one through the lane, picked up by Cooper. Cooper bounces it, spins in the lane, little left-hand hook shot is no good, and rebound taken by Thayer. Long pass up the floor to Grimes. Grimes gives to Andrews, trailing the play. He penetrates into the lane, lays it up with the right hand, little scoop shot, no good. And a rebound taken by Winona. Come the Wildcats. Dixon up into the corner to Van Winkle. Now back outside. Shot is up. No good. The rebound taken by Andrews for Thayer. Jordan pushing it up the right side. Oh, he's going to be called for a carry. If Andrews called for the carry, got that one get a little bit high. Substitution for Winona. Ethan Bland, who has checked in during the quarter break, will come out. Number 22 checking in. That is Carter Boyles. Winona with it. McCade Dixon handles out front, swings it on the right side for Tipton. Keegan Tipton. He'll swing it around now for Dixon. Dixon on the left side wing. Gets to the cutter inside. Back out in the corner to Van Winkle. And Winkle moves to the lane. Oh, nice little give and go. Shot no good by Dixon. And Thayer down with the rebound. Gage Pitts running the break. Now he'll back it back out. He'll set his feet for a three, and it's good. Gage Pitts with his second three-pointer of the night, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Point. Bobcats up 29-8 over the Winona Wildcats here with 5:49 to go in the first half. Winona getting the ball into the lane, and no shot there. They'll kick it back outside to Tipton. Tipton, a little bounce step into the corner. Three-point ball, no good. Rebounded by Gage Pitts. Gage running the floor. Little crossover dribble all the way to the bucket. Lays it up with the left hand. No good, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go wide and shoot two. Little hesitation and crossover. And foul's going to be on McCade Dixon. That'll be number two officially on Dixon. And Gage Pitts going to line will shoot two. 5.5 minutes to go here in the first half. Bear Bobcats with a 30-8 lead as Pitts hits the first free throw. And the Wynonna Wildcats bringing Zach Williams back in the ballgame, number 23. Ben Ipock checks back in. Cooper comes out. Tipton comes out. And Pitts hits both free throws. So Gage now with 8 points in the game. Bobcats are led by Jordan Andrews with 14. Wynonna with the ball down 31-8. Dixon swings it on the right side. Number 12 with it out there. Zach Pulliam. He'll give it to the cutter in the lane. He'll kick it down low. Shot is up. And yes, and a foul. Number 12, Zach Pulliam with a nice play. He'll get credit for the basket. And will go to the free throw line, shoot for the old-fashioned three-point play. That was a nice play by the Wildcats. Actually, it's Carter Voiles, number 22, not number 12. So I'm sorry. Voiles now with, and he hits the free throw. 5 points now for Voiles in the game. Here there, Bobcats down the floor. Andrews is wide open for a three, and he nails it. Jordan Andrews with a three-pointer. That one brought to you by Ozark Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Andrews has hit two threes tonight. He's also got a dunk. Wynonna with a basketball on the offensive end. They get it inside the free throw circle to Voiles. To Ipock. Ipock wings it down into the corner. Now right back to Ipock. Shot is up, no good. Rebound controlled by Burns. Aiden's off on the break. Dribble drive. Gives off to Grimes. Reverse layup is good. That was pretty. Lane Grimes now with 4 points in the game. And the Thayer Bobcats continue to roll, leading it 36-11. Wynonna. Not a lot of answers. Thayer Bobcat defense just been too good for him here tonight so far. Wynonna with it. Number 22 is Carter Voiles going down the middle of the lane. Lays up a shot. It's blocked, but a foul. Going to be whistled on Aiden Burns, and I believe that'll be the third on Aiden Burns. Yep. Number 12 called for the foul. Aiden Burns will pick up his third foul of the game. And Keaton Nicholson will get ready to check back in for the Thayer Bobcats. Carter Voiles at the free throw line. First free throw is up and no good. And here's Nicholson, the 6'5 senior back in the game. Burns, the 6'4 sophomore, checks out for Thayer with those three fouls. 4:18 to go in the first half. Then all Thayer Bobcats. Here's Voiles, hits the second free throw. Gives him 6 points to lead the way for the Wynonna Wildcats here tonight. Thayer with it on the offensive end. Counting down to the midway point of the second quarter. Thayer working around the perimeter of the zone. Got the ball to Gage Pitts. Gage is going to get fouled as he makes the move toward the bucket. It'll come on the floor. It'll be against McCade Dixon, number two for Wynonna. That'll be foul number three on Dixon. And Dixon will come out of the ballgame with those three personal fouls. Number 22, I'm sorry, number 35 checks in. That is Caden Van Winkle. Thayer inbound the basketball here with 4:05 to play in the first half. A 24-point lead. Here's Gage Pitts working down the baseline. Elevates for the shot. Oh, a little yo-yo. Got it to go down. Gage Pitts now double figures with 10. And Wynonna coming the other way, just thinking, what do we got to do? Wynonna working on the perimeter. Thayer still with that very aggressive zone, and Wynonna's going to throw it away. Number 12, Pulliam tried to get it over to Van Winkle, threw it over his head. And we get a substitution, Pulliam out of the game. Number 10, Keegan Tipton will check back in for Wynonna. 38-12, Thayer with the lead and the basketball. Gage Pitts bounces it to the top of the key. For Andrews, around to Grimes for three. That one's off the front iron, no. Tip is up, no good. Andrews with an offensive rebound, dribbles out of traffic. And the Thayer Bobcats will reset the offense here with 3:24 to play. Got it to Pitts. Pitts fakes the three. Lobbing it down inside. Grimes couldn't quite hang on. And the ball goes out of bounds. A little bit too much mustard on that pass. Grimes couldn't hang on to it. Lane is playing with a sprained wrist on his left hand. Of course, he's a righty. You couldn't get him off that floor if he had a sprained ankle right now. Here come the Wynonna Wildcats with the ball. They get it down into the corner. Ipock will shoot a little running one-hander, and it's good. Ben Ipock, his first 2 points of the ballgame for Wynonna. Thayer quick down the floor. Already into the half-court offense. Grimes on the left side wing. He'll swing it around to Gage Pitts. Cross-court to Walsh. Fakes the three, moves around the defender, pulls up 15-footer. Good. Asa Walsh with his first 2 points of the night. And the Fair Bobcats keep rolling. It is 40-14 with 2:35 to go in the first half. Wide owner with it. Number three is Bland. Swings it right side to Van Winkle. Van Winkle leaves the pass in the corner. There for Carter Voiles. Voiles back to Van Winkle in the corner. Working on the right side of the zone. Now front to Tipton, around on the left side for Bland. Bland moves toward the lane. Swings it cross court to Voiles for three, and he banks it in off the window. Voiles with a three-pointer for Winona, and he's got 9 points now in the first half. Voiles has been just about all the offense for Winona tonight. 2 minutes to go in the first half. Fair Bobcats with basketball. Gage Pitts handles it out top. Elevates in the lane. Gives off to Grimes. He goes to the bucket hard. Counted and a foul. Lane Grimes with a beautiful drive into the lane. Played that one up off the window and good. Lane's got six. And he is fouled on the play. Foul will be against number 23. That is Ben Ipot. That'll be the second on Ipot tonight. He's going to come out of the game. Blaine Cooper. Back in for the Winona Wildcats. Minute 55 to go in the half. Lane Grimes trying to complete the three-point play. Free throw. Oh, rattles in and out. No good. And here comes Winona with a rebound. Number 22, Carter Voiles brings it into the front court. Gets it down low. Pass across the lane. Stolen by Andrews. Thayer off on the break. Andrews around the defender. All the way to bucket. Count it. Jordan Andrews with 19 in the first half. And Thayer continues to lead. It is 44-17. Winona with it. They'll swing it down to Cooper in the right corner. He'll cross-court it to Tipton. Tipton down the corner to Van Winkle on the left side. He'll bring it back out to the top of the key. Working it down in the right corner now to Carter Voiles. Voiles trying to back down the defender. And Gage Pitts stole it from him. Gage will fly to the bucket behind the back with a pass to Grimes. He goes to the rack and gets hammered. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Gage got a little deep down on the baseline. Didn't see a lane to the basket. Behind the back with a pass to Grimes, who gets hammered on the layup. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Fouls on number 22, Carter Voiles. That'll be his first. Team foul number 7 on Winona. And the first free throw for Grimes is up and good. So Grimes with 7 points now. And here's Brandon Prince checking into the game for the Thayer Bobcats, a freshman. Had a good night in the JV game tonight, won by Thayer, 57-21. Second free throw for Grimes, bounces high off the back rim, no good. Rebound taken by Ipot for Winona. He'll leave it outside for Bland. Bland trying to get open, can't. Gives the ball up now to Tipton. Tipton wings it in the right corner. He'll lob it to Ipot at the high post. Turn, shoot, no good. Rebound to Keaton Nicholson for the Thayer Bobcats. He races up the floor on the dribble, gives it up to Andrews. Gets it right back and gives it back to Andrews. We're down to 40 seconds to play in the first half. Thayer Bobcats look like they're going to hold it for the final shot of the quarter. Over to Grimes. Grimes back over to Andrews. Andrews back to Grimes, just playing catch out front. Winona spreading the floor now defensively. And the Bobcats go down low to Nicholson. Nicholson back out to Grimes. Grimes over to Andrews with 20 seconds. Back to Grimes. Now baseline to Nicholson. Back to Grimes. He'll swing it around to Walsh. He steps into a three. That one's off the front rim. No good. Andrews with a rebound. Shuffle pass down to Nicholson for the lay-in. That's about as pretty as it gets right there, folks. Here's Winona with it. Shot at the buzzer by Van Winkle. No good, but he's fouled on the shot. Or no foul. Officials come out, no foul on the shot. That was the end of the first half. So our score, 47-17. Thayer Bobcats lead Winona by 30 at the intermission. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with the Pizza Inn of Thayer halftime report in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats!
car, your truck, your SUV, your trailer all have one thing in common, tires. That's right. It's important to inspect those tires often. Make sure they have good tread and they're safe. See the boys at the Car Doctor 2 and let them give you an inspection. As a matter of fact, the Car Doctor 2 is your one stop for tires, alignment, oil changes, service jobs, trailer repair, SUV work, and of course, major and minor engine repair. The expert trained mechanics with years of experience. See Corey Steve and the boys at the Car Doctor 2 north of Thayer on Highway 63. We call them the good guys.
Ready to change your life? Ozarka College has a plan for you. If you're in high school and want to jumpstart on your career, Ozarka has technical classes in welding, automotive and diesel, culinary, nursing, and more. And best of all, it's low to no cost to you. Spring registration is open, so visit your high school counselor to enroll in classes. Ozarka College, life-changing.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
We're back at Thayer High School. It is halftime. Welcome to the Pizza Inn of Thayer halftime report. Matt, I bet you could order a pizza right now. They'd have it to your house before the end of the third quarter. Yeah, before the voice is over tonight, which, by the way, just getting started, I think. Anyway, actually, they're about halfway through on the voice right now. And we're halfway through the basketball game. The Thayer Bobcats leading the Winona Wildcats 47-17. And it's just been just a complete show by the Thayer Bobcats tonight. We've had three-pointers. We've had slam dunks. We've had great ball movement. We've had fast breaks. We've had great execution in the half-court game. And we've had defense by the Thayer Bobcats, holding Winona to just 17 points in the first half, only 5 points in the first quarter. Again, Thayer leads it 47-17 here at the half. Bobcats scored 26 in the first quarter, led 26-5. And they outscored Winona, 21-12 in the second quarter, and have that 47-17 lead here at the intermission. We're going to take another break. We'll be back. Look at your first half individual stats here in just 2 minutes. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report on the Ecom Sports Network.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together. Go Bobcats. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
The most intimidating thing I faced in my adult life was being a first-time homebuyer. I had questions, fears, anxieties, until I found Century 21 Combs & Associates, and then everything fell into place. From finding the perfect property to negotiating contracts, finding a lender, and closing, the entire process went seamlessly. The team at Century 21 Combs & Associates have done nothing short of change my life. I'm a homeowner because of their hard work and dedication. Call them today, 417-264-7000.
Well, we're at halftime here of our game on K-Country 95. I want to mention before we get to the individual stats for the first half, we've got more basketball coming up for you on Friday and Saturday. We'll be in Batesville, Arkansas for the annual Lyon College High School Tournament. Thayer Bobcats will play, I believe, at 5:20 on Friday in the semifinals. Fayre Bobcats are the number 2 seed in the tournament. Now they got a first-round bye, so they'll play in the semifinals on Friday night. And then depending on if they win or lose, they'll play again on Saturday in either the third place or championship game. So we'll have those two games for you Friday and Saturday here on K-Country 95 Radio. And next week, it's the Battle of the Border Tournament down at the Mammoth Spring High School. And we'll have coverage of the Alton Comet boys and girls, the Mammoth Spring boys and girls, and the Thayer Lady Bobcats from the tournament in Mammoth Spring next week, starting on Monday and running through Saturday. So it'll be a busy week of basketball for you next week here on Ecom Sports. All right, it's halftime of our game. Thayer Bobcats lead the Winona Wildcats 47-17. Take a look at the individual scoring for the Thayer Bobcats. They're led by Jordan Andrews. The All-Stater has got 19 in the first half. Gage Pitts has added 10 for the Bobcats. Thanks, Sam. Cousin Sam brought me a cold bottle of water. That's pretty good. Thank you, Sam. See here, Gage Pitts with 10, so two Bobcats in double figures already. Lane Grimes has added 7 tonight, 5 for Keaton Nicholson, 4 for Aiden Burns, and 2 for Asa Walsh. For the Winona Wildcats, they're led by Carter Voiles. The junior has got 9, a 3 for Keegan Tipton, 2 for Zach Pulliam, 2 for Ben Ipock, and a 3 from Blaine Cooper. Both teams have made their way back out on the court. And we'll take another break. You're listening to the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. Again, Thayer leads Winona 47-17 at the half. We're back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are under construction here at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet Buick GMC and need to make room for all of this heavy equipment around here. So come on in and take advantage of the savings.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevy Buick and GMC.
And get great buys from nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains Mow, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
Looking to sell your home? Look to a RE/MAX agent. From pricing to staging to closing, RE/MAX agents have the skills and experience to help you go from for sale to sold. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. RE/MAX, the right agent every step of the way. Each office independently owned and operated.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Well, we hope you've enjoyed the Thayer Pizza Inn Halftime Report. And again, you could probably call them and get your pizza order right now. They'll have it in time for the end of this ballgame tonight. Our score, 47-17. Thayer Bobcats sprinted out to the early lead. They led 26-5 at the end of the first quarter. In fact, it was, 18-0 before Winona scored in the game. Wildcats will have the ball to start the second half. They'll be going from left to right if you look at your radio dial. Thayer Bobcats. They've got the starters back on the floor. Pitts, Andrews, Grimes, Nicholson, and Burns. And for Winona, it looks like Van Winkle out there with Boyles, Ipock. Cooper and Dixon. Van Winkle's got it in the right corner off the inbounds. Bounces it one out front to Blaine Cooper. Cooper on the left side to Ipock. Winona changing their approach a little bit here. Going to give the Carter Boyles on the right side just inside the three-point line. Kicks it down on the baseline. Back out to Van Winkle, top of the key. He'll bounce it down inside to Boyles. Boyles looking for the curl. and curls all the way to the free throw line. Gives it back out to Van Winkle in the corner. IPOC. He'll launch a quick three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound. It's going to be taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Long lead pass out to Nicholson. Nicholson throws it through the lane to Burns. He had trouble with a handle. Gets it back. Dumps it down to Nicholson. Nicholson pumps. Now shoots and scores. Keaton Nicholson with his first 2 points of the second half. He's got seven in the game. Good ball movement there. Very unselfish. Now this Thayer Bobcat basketball team, very unselfish. Here's Winona with it on the other end. Got the ball down low to IPOC. Shoots one up, no good. Gage Pitts yanks down the rebound for Thayer. Pitts on the drive to the free throw line. Into the lane, has the ball poked away. And we're going to get a foul called on Winona. Number 23, Ben IPOC, will pick up his third personal foul. Here a minute and 10 seconds into the third quarter. 49-17, Thayer with the lead and the ball. Inbound into corner to Andrews, launches a three. That one's off the back iron, no good. And a rebound taken by Carter Voiles for Winona. Voiles races up the floor on the dribble, takes it to the right side, hands it off to Van Winkle. And Winkle throws it over to Cooper. Cooper now to Dixon. Dixon gets away from the defense, stepping toward the lane, throws up a running one-hander, no good, but we're going to get a whistle and a foul. Going to be called this one on the floor. Not going to be on the shot. I believe Gage Pitts. No, Keaton Nicholson calls for the foul. Nicholson will pick up his third foul. So three on Nicholson, three on Burns for the Thayer Bobcats. At the free throw line, number two, McCade Dixon misses the first one. Bounced it off the back of the rim, and McCade will shoot another. Always like that name. Young man's been playing a lot of basketball, Winona, over the last 4 years, a senior this year. And his free throw is up. That one is no good. Rebound taken by Aiden Burns for Thayer. Here come the Bobcats on the break. Got up to Andrews. Andrews back outside to Pitts. Steps into a three. That one's off the front rim. No. Andrews with a rebound. Couldn't follow it in, but he's fouled. And he'll go the line and shoot two. Cooper and Voiles were both there. And it's going to be on Carter Voiles, number 22. Voiles called for the foul, his second. Andrews has a good inside position on the rebound. And the first free throw bounces over the front of the rim and good. So Jordan Andrews now with 20. Had a 24-point night here on Friday in the season opener. And another one is good. Averaged 21 per game a year ago in his junior year. It's All-State campaign. And he'll be a contender for All-State again this year. Winona with the basketball now. And here's almost a steal by Andrews. Ball goes out of bounds on the far sideline. 6:10 to play in the third quarter. Thayer leads at 51-17. Bobcat basketball tonight brought to you in part by Monty's Outdoors, Ozarka College, and the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer. Wildcats handle it out front. Give it on the left side wing now to IPOC. IPOC has it stolen by Andrews. Andrews will slide to the bucket, lays it up. He'll get fouled by IPOC. IPOC going to be called with a foul. Will be his fourth of the game. That's all he can do is either foul him or let him go shoot a layup. And IPOC decided to commit the foul. Andrews going right back to the free throw line. Maybe a little frustration for IPOC as IPOC was holding on to the basketball, just reached in and took it away from him. And the free throw is up and good for Andrews. Jordan now with 22 in the game. IPOC will check out. And Keegan Tipton, another senior for Coach Steve Boyle's Winona Wildcats. Second free throw is up, and that one off the rim, no good. And the rebound comes out long. Aiden Burns has got it for Thayer. Burns down the baseline, reverse layup. He spins it off the glass and in. Pretty shot by the sophomore. Aiden Burns hanging under the bucket. Got the protection from the rim and then spun it in off the window from the offside. Winona back on the other end. Got the ball to Cooper. Oh, it's stolen by Pitts. Pitts out to Burns. Burns will go up for the dunk. Burns. He didn't jam it home, but he got it up over the iron. It's good, and Winona wants a timeout. But we're going to give him credit for a dunk. That's the second one by the Bobcats tonight. We'll take a timeout as Winona calls a timeout with 5:33 to play in the third quarter. Thayer leads it now 56-17. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we have it all for you. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, where we love what we do. All the products that you want at a price you can't afford. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than up on store. Garden, clothing, pet supplies, farm and household too.
Fencing Automotive, hey, we deliver too. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply since 1974. Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply, we're more than a farm store.
And we're back here at the Thayer High School Econ Sports coverage of the Thayer Bobcats. Bobcats, the second game of the season. They are 1-0 coming into tonight, and they are rolling tonight. 5:33 to go in the third quarter. And Thayer leads it 56-17 over the Winona Wildcats. It'll be Winona basketball, and Coach Boyles really not happy with the way his team has performed defensively or offensively here tonight. And drawing up something, trying to solve this Thayer Bobcat defense, which has been really good. Thayer, of course, plays that 1-3-1 matchup zone. They've been playing it for a long time. Of course, played it first under Coach Cliff Hawkins for all those years. And now, for the last few, coached by Matt Pitts.
K-Country, 95.1.
Foul going to be called. Cooper making a move to the bucket is going to get fouled by Lane Grimes. That'll be foul number
107.1 K-Love in the Ozarks stands
and
on the air. Thanks to support from listeners like you. It's those donations that allow us to reach out with songs that encourage, the verse of the day that reminds you of God's love, and positive comments from the DJs along the way. We're also thankful.
Tipton swings it around. Shot is up by Dixon. Three-point shot. No good. Rebound taken by Gage Pitts. And the Bobcats off on the run again. Now they'll slow it down. Bobcats get into the half-court offense here. Winona playing a little 1-2-2 or 1-3-1, really sagging down in the middle. Bobcats have the ball on the perimeter. Lane Grimes swings it around to Burns at the top of the key. Moves off a screen, down the left side of the lane, lays it up with a yo-yo shot. Aiden Burns now in double figures with 10, the third Bobcat in double figures tonight. Ooh, almost a steal by Burns in the open floor. Winona swings it down to Van Winkle, to Boyle, now to Cooper in the corner. Cross court for Dixon, fakes the three, goes around the defense, pass across court, is stolen by Andrews. Andrews to Burns. He went up for the dunk that time and gets fouled on the play. Foul's going to be on McKay Dixon of the Winona Wildcats. He did not want to give up the dunk. Andrews shuffled that one down to Burns in front of the play, and it would have been a monster. And he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two instead. First one is up for the sophomore, and it's good. Aiden Burns now with 11. He has scored 5 points in this quarter. And Jordan Andrews checking out of the game now. Asa Walsh will check in for the Thayer Bobcats. Probably a foul a moment ago was on Dixon. His fourth for Winona. And the second free throw for Burns is up and good. Aiden now with 12 points in the game. And again, three Bobcats in double figures. We've still got 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, and Winona just throws it away. And we've got a substitution. Number 24, Tanner Coleman, checking into the game. And looks like Cooper will check out. Blaine Cooper for Winona. There, Bobcats getting ready to go deep on the bench, I think. 4 minutes to go in the third. Thayer working with the basketball, swinging around the horn. Got it to Nicholson. Nicholson down in the corner for Walsh. Walsh brings it out to the top of the key on the dribble drive, feeds it over to Burns on the right side. Burns back over to Grimes. Grimes fakes it left, now goes right with it to Burns. Burns stepping in the lane, little running one-hander. Good, and he's fouled. Aiden Burns now at 14, and he has taken over here in the second half. Substitution for Winona. Number 12 checking in, Zach Pulliam. And number 22, Carter Voiles will come out. 3:53 to go. Thayer up 62-17. And the free throw for Burns. Trying to complete the three-point play. No good. And the rebound taken by the Winona Wildcats. Wildcats have not scored yet here in the third quarter. We're down to 3:47 to go. Tipton with it on the wing. Open. Didn't take the shot. Gets the ball up to Van Winkle. Van Winkle driving down the right side of the lane. Kicks it back outside for Coleman. Coleman gives it back. No, he traveled with the basketball. Well, Coleman traveled with it before he could get rid of it. And the Thayer Bobcats will get it back with 3:36 to play, leading 62-17. Bobcats have already scored 15 points in this quarter. Most of them by Aiden Burns. He's got it now top of the key. Feeds off the pitch. Gage penetrates into the lane. Little floater. Good. Gage pitch now with 12 points in the ballgame. And why not? Coming the other way in a hurry. Van Winkle to the elbow. Kicks it outside for Bland. His shot is no good. And we're going to get a foul on the rebound. I believe this will be on Nicholson for the Thayer Bobcats. Keaton Nicholson going to be called for the rebounding foul. And the Thayer Bobcats will bring number 14 in the ballgame. That is Mark Spencer. A sophomore for the Thayer Bobcats will check in as Gage Pitts will check out. Nicholson will stay in there with those four fouls. Line on inbounds the ball down on the baseline. Got it into Tipton. Tipton brings it out front. It's Grimes, Walsh, Nicholson, Spencer, and Burns on the floor right now for the Thayer Bobcats. Under 3 minutes to go in the third quarter. Ball goes down in the corner. Coleman's got it. His pass out front stolen by Burns. Burns will drive for the layup. Burns now with 16 on the line. Winona coming the other way. Wildcats still have not scored in the third quarter. There's another steal by the Bobcats. Oh, almost a steal by the Bobcats. Burns got a piece of the ball, but then picked up by Winona. Winona with Tipton on the right side wing. Moves off the screen. Moves to the elbow. Kicks it back out to Bland for three. That one is up and no good. Rebound Winona and a foul on the putback. And going to the free throw line will be Zach Pulliam for the Winona Wildcats. Number 12, Pulliam going to the line. Foul is on number 14, Mark Spencer of the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be the first on Mark tonight. By the way, Rowan Spencer dressed out for the JV game tonight. He's also dressed for the varsity. Rowan had been dealing with a foot injury. And now Easton Pitts will check into the ball game. Lane Grimes will come out for the Thayer Bobcats. Grimey with another good night. Scored 7 points all in the first half. But he's one of the two footballers that play on the basketball team, at least of the starters. And he's still kind of round and in the basketball shape. But a good night tonight for Lane Grimes. Here's Thayer with the basketball. Got it down to Burns. Burns in the lane. Kicks it down to Nicholson. Wide open for the lead. So Nicholson now with 9. And the Thayer Bobcats getting ready to get Brandon Prince back in the ballgame. Winona working on a perimeter. Got it down in the right corner. That is Pulliam. Pulliam making a move to the bucket. And it's going to get pushed. They're going to call a foul on Nicholson. And Keaton Nicholson has just fouled out of the game. Nicholson called for the push, and that'll be foul number 5. So Nicholson is gone. And Brandon Prince will check in for the Bobcats. Number 4, the big freshman, 6'2" freshman. And a good-looking prospect for these Thayer Bobcats. Winona inbounds the ball, got it to Tipton. Tipton swings one cross-court. Got over there to Bland. Bland driving the baseline. And going to give it back outside to Coleman, but not before we get a foul. That'll be on Prince. Trying to cut off the baseline. Going to be called for the blocking foul. That'll be number 1 on Prince. Thayer leads it by 40 with a minute 51 to go in the third quarter. Winona will trigger it in on the baseline, down under the bucket. Trying to get it in. It's out of bounds. Tipton had a chance to catch it and didn't. He thought the Bobcats touched it, and it sails out of bounds. So it'll be Thayer Bobcat ball. Easton Pitts, the freshman, brings it up across the timeline. Easton had a good night tonight for the JV Bobcats and their win. Here's Burns off the pitch. He'll fire a three. That one is up off the rim. No good. Rebound tip to Prince, who goes up hard, misses the shot, but he's fouled on the drive. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Brandon Prince going to go to the free throw line. Foul's going to be on number 3. Ethan Bland will be his first of the game. And Brandon Prince will go to the free throw line, shoot 2 for the Thayer Bobcats. First one is up and no good. We'll say thanks to some more of your Bobcat boosters helping to bring you the game tonight. They include Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Thayer and Alton, Willow Springs Realty, Solomon Cornelius, and the Law Office of Fred O'Neill and the 11 Point River Title Company. Number 15 checking into the ballgame for the Thayer Bobcats. And that is Simers. Eric Simers will check in for Thayer. Well, Bobcats with all the starters off the floor now. Yeah, all the starters are gone for Thayer with a minute 26 to go in the third. And a 40-point lead over the Winona Wildcats. Free throw, by the way, for Prince. Second one, no good. He doesn't get on the scoreboard yet. Winona with a basketball. There's a cutter in the lane. Ball stolen by Prince. Prince gets it out to Walsh. Walsh up the floor to Easton Pitts. He drives into the lane. His pass outside is stolen by Winona. Here comes Bland with a nice move all the way to the bucket. Lays it up in the air. Ethan Bland with his first 2 points tonight for Winona. And Wildcats pull a little closer. We're down under a minute to go now in the third quarter. Bobcats get it down to Walsh in the corner for 3. That one's off the back iron, no good. Goes after his own rebound, gets it. Kicks it back outside to Spencer. Spencer down to the baseline. Back outside. Shot is up off the window. No good by Steimer. And Winona comes out with a rebound. Wildcats pushing it up the floor. We're going to get a foul on Mark Spencer. Well, Spencer and Steimer is both there. And they call it on 14. That is Mark Spencer. Second foul on Spencer tonight. And number 12 goes to the free throw line. Zach Pulliam for the Winona Wildcats. Well, it seems like it's been a long third quarter. And the free throw is up. No good. Shooting 1-1. And the rebound off the hands of Winona out of bounds. It'll be Thayer Bobcat ball with 34 seconds to go. We'll be playing the fourth quarter under the turbo clock as the mercy rule will be in effect. Here's Easton Pitts. Brings it across the timeline for Thayer. Hands it off to Walsh. Walsh goes over to Spencer on the right side. Thayer running out the clock here in the third quarter. Down to 19 seconds to play. In the third, Easton Pitts with it. Out near midcourt. Number one, a little dribble drive away from the defender. That is Tipton out there. And gives it up on the right side, down the left side to Pitts. Pitts for three. It's good! Easton Pitts for the three-pointer, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic. And that's the end of our third quarter. Our score is 71-20. Thayer Bobcats with the lead over the Winona Wildcats. We'll be back with your fourth quarter in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
When you're crunched for time, really hungry, and ready to eat right away, a buffet is always a good option. And that's what the Pizza Inn of Thayer has to offer. A buffet with fresh salad, all kinds of pizza, and dessert pizzas. Want a slice of something special? They'll cook it up and put it on the buffet for you. The Pizza Inn of Thayer has their lunch buffet open every day from 11 to 2. Dine-in, carry-out, or delivery open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday from 11 to 9, and Friday and Saturday 11 to 10. 417-264-3800 or pizzainn.com to place your order for Pizza Inn of Thayer. And go Bobcats.
A 71-20 Thayer Bobcats with a lead over the Winona Wildcats here. We enter the fourth quarter. What are we playing under the turbo clock? Thayer Bobcats with Mark Spencer, Easton Pitts, Brandon Prince. Eric Seimert and Asa Walsh in the ballgame. There to give down low. Now inside to Prince. Back outside to Spencer. Oh, he wanted the square up a three. He lost the handle on the ball. Gets it back. They'll swing it around the horn to Pitts. Easton, back over to Spencer, to the free throw line, fires up a shot off the back iron, and good! Mark Spencer with two. And the Thayer Bobcat lead is now 73-20. Winona with the ball, and a steal by Pitts. Easton will drive toward the bucket and gets fouled on the drive, and he'll go to the free throw line and shoot two for the Thayer Bobcats. I don't know why they stopped the clock. They should be under the turbo clock. Thayer is leading 73-20. I don't know, maybe the... now they restart the clock. All right, there we go. Easton Pitts at the free throw line hits the first one. So Pitts has come off the bench and scored 4 points tonight. Here for the Thayer Bobcats. Hit the three just before the buzzer. Second one is up. Rolls off the right side of the rim, no good. And here comes Winona with a basketball. Number three with it. That is Bland. Pulls up at the free throw line. Hands the ball right back outside for Pulliam. Swings it around to Tipton. Tipton to the right side. That is Bland going to the baseline. Puts up a shot. No. Rebound Winona. Back up and in. That was number 12, Zach Pulliam on the bucket. And Thayer bringing it the other way. Got over the left side. Pass intended for Walsh. And he couldn't hang on. It goes out of bounds. And it'll be Winona basketball with 6.5 minutes to go. We're under the turbo clock. This one's going to be done here at about 6 minutes and 28 seconds. Stay tuned for the post-game report brought to you by Community First Banking Company. And we'll be naming the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic in West Plains. Shot for Winona, no good. Rebound to Brandon Prince for Thayer. And here come the Bobcats. Mark Spencer feeds it out to Prince. Prince going to the hole. Lays one up. It's good! Brandon Prince with a little power move. His first 2 points of the game. They're getting a bench scoring now from Prince, Spencer, and Easton Pitts. Bobcats continue to add to a 76-22 lead. Winona with it on the right side. They'll swing around on the left side to Coleman. Coleman gives it to Tipton in the corner for three. That one's off the front rim. No good. Rebound taken by the Thayer Bobcats. Eric Seimer got it. And he gets fouled. And the foul's going to be on number 10. That is Keegan Tipton, his first of the night. And we'll walk down the other end and shoot the 1-1. Thayer Bobcats, number 15, Eric Seimer. We'll shoot the 1-1. That was team foul number 8 on Winona. First one is up for the Bobcat sophomore, and it's good. He'll shoot another. Well, Simer's on the board with his first point of the night. And Thayer continues to roll, leading 77-22. Another one is up and bounces off the back iron. No good. Rebound, Winona. Come the Wildcats. Number 3, Ethan Bland got the rebound, brings it up the floor. Goes to the left side, moves off the screen, looking at a cutter in the lane. Nobody open. Winona, give it over to number 15, who has checked in. We'll have to check the JV here, find out who that was. Cash Paisley is into the game, and now Winona throws it away. Also, number 45 also has checked into the ballgame, and we do not have a listing for him in the program. So we'll try and find out who that is. Thayer Bobcats with the ball. Easton Pitts brings it up, gives to Spencer, back to Pitts, and now Walsh, top of the key. Walsh, left side to Pitts for three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound. Oh, Simer's had a piece of it. And then had it knocked away and out of bounds. So Thayer will inbound with 4:15 to go in the game. Under their own bucket, just to the left side of the glass. 77-22, Thayer with the lead. Ball comes in to Pitts. Pitts on the baseline. Gets double teamed down there. Goes through it with a dribble drive. Feeds it outside. Now the ball stolen by Bland. Bland off on the break for Winona. All the way the basket. Misses a layup. Thayer got it back down on the other end. Spencer going to the hole. Going to get fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Good ball movement by the Bobcat JV there. Mark Spencer going to go to the free throw line and shoot two for the Thayer Bobcats. Foul on number 24, Tanner Coleman, will be his first. And Spencer at the line misses the first free throw. Spencer, another one of those young players, trying to round into basketball shape after playing for the Thayer Bobcat football team all the way to the state semifinal. Second free throw rounds in and out, no good. Rebound, Prince back up and in for Thayer. Brandon Prince now with 4 points off the Bobcat bench. And with 3:18 to go, Thayer leads it 79-22. Here's Bland for Winona, gives down to Coleman in the corner. Coleman shoots one into the lane. All picked up by the Wildcats. They get off now number 15. Paisley. Shot no good. Rebound to Pulliam. Pulliam with the bucket. Now he's got 6 points in the game. And we're going to get a substitution here. Winona bringing number 44 into the game. Dawson Sullivan. Also number 4, Lucas Cook checking in. And Thayer inbounds it with 2:45 to go in the game. Bobcats going to go to 2-0. Start getting ready for the Lyon College Tournament coming up on Friday and Saturday. Here's Walsh wide open for a three for Thayer. Up the rim, no good. And rebound taken by the Winona Wildcats. They'll push it up the floor. And a pass up the floor stolen by Prince. Prince, the long lead out to Pitts. And Pitts dribbling off his foot and out of bounds. Easton got a little bit of a hurry there. Winona defender was gaining ground on him, waiting for that ball to come down. Winona up the floor. Long pass is stolen by the Bobcats. Asa Walsh. Asa into the lane. A little running one-hander. Is up and, oh, just wouldn't fall down. Rebound taken by the Winona Wildcats. Here they come. Pushing it up the floor. That is Paisley. Got it down to the baseline. Coleman now with it. Puts it up off the window and in. Tanner Coleman, his first 2 points tonight for Winona. Makes it 79-26. We're down to a minute 50 to go. And there's a ball deflected away from Pitts and out of bounds. Easton and the Bobcats will inbound it on the far side. Clock running down to a minute and a half to play. Long pass into the backcourt, taken by Pitts. Pitts comes to the top of the key, penetrates into the lane, all the way to the basket. Shot is blocked. Ball comes out to Seimer, shoots a three, no good. Prince with a rebound. Kicks it over to Walsh, down the corner to Pitts. Pitts bounces it down inside to Seimer, who turns, shoots and scores. Nice ball movement there by the Thayer JV. Seimer with 3 points now in the game. And Winona with it. Got it over to number 4, Cook. Cook holds it high, swings it right side. Now down inside. And up with a shot. by Sullivan. No good, but he's fouled. And a foul, I think, is going to go on Brandon Prince of the Thayer Bobcats. Will be his second. And that'll send number 44, Dawson Sullivan, to the free throw line for Winona. Chance to get a couple of points here for Sullivan. And first free throw is up and no good. Down to 35 seconds to go. Looks like these free throws just about going to end this one. Thayer Bobcat fans start packing up their stuff to go to the house. Second free throw is up and no good. Prince down the rebound for Thayer. 30 seconds to play in the game. Thayer pushes up to Walsh. Walsh back out to Spencer. Spencer backs it out. Thayer will work the clock here. Probably just hang on to it until the final buzzer. 16 seconds to play. Easton Pitts and Mark Spencer playing catch out front. Spencer with it now out around midcourt. Back over to Easton Pitts. Easton will dribble over to the right sideline. Defense comes out on him. We're down to 1 second. And there's the buzzer. That's the final. 81-26. Thayer Bobcats, with a great defensive effort tonight, have beaten the Winona Wildcats. Again, your final, 81-26. Thayer Bobcats go to 2-0 with the victory. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with your postgame report brought to you by Community First Banking Company in West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. In the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with the professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you and our community first.
Living up to our name, Community First Banking Company.
Community First, member FDIC.
Ready to buy a home? Whether it's a starter, a vacation, or a forever home, a RE/MAX agent has the market knowledge, experience, and skills to help find what you need, then secure the keys. I'm Alex O'Neill, broker owner at RE/MAX Real Estate Exchange in Thayer. When you find yourself in need of professional real estate services, give our team a call at 417-264-6161 or stop by our convenient location next to McDonald's in Thayer. Each office independently owned and operated.
It's where to go and buy a car. Great service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Find new roads at Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC.
The last place you want to be is in the dentist chair, and they know that at Mammoth Spring Dental. So they go out of their way to take the anxiety out of the dentist appointment. They want you to feel relaxed and comfortable. Their skilled dentist, Dr. Kersey, dental hygienist Shelby, and the great staff, Abby, Stephanie, Holly, and Cindy, treat you like family. Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic. Stop in or call 870-625-3262 for an appointment. Mammoth Spring Dental. Come as a patient, leave as a friend.
And we're back here at the Thayer High School where the Thayer Bobcats have improved to 2-0 on the year. A very convincing win tonight over the Winona Wildcats. Your final score, 81-26. Thayer Bobcat defense. And then everybody's going to talk about the offense and all the scoring that the Thayer Bobcats can do. And they can score from every position on the floor. And I mentioned earlier, we had dunks tonight. We had three-point shots. We had great ball movement, cutters in the lane. Just a little bit of everything for this Thayer Bobcat team against Winona. But it was the defense that was the difference tonight. They just really put the clamps down on the Winona Wildcats. Matter of fact, at the end of the first quarter, it was 26-5, and Thayer actually led at one point in this game 18-0. So this is a really good Thayer Bobcat basketball team, and man, they played like it tonight. Thayer actually went out to a 47-17 lead at the half, outscoring Winona 21-12 in the second quarter. Outscored them 24-3 in the third and 10-6 in the fourth under the turbo clock. So Thayer Bobcats, again, get the victory here tonight. Our final, 81-26 over the Winona Wildcats. Are you listening? Excuse me. Listening to the Community First Banking Company of West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer Bobcat postgame report. We'll be back with more in just a couple of minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hurry up, dude. The game's about to start.
Nothing beats spending the day watching the game with your buddies.
Dude, I'm literally right here. Let's do this.
Which is why a shelter insurance renter's policy is key to your winning game plan. It protects things your landlord's policy doesn't.
Dude, where's your TV?
What? Oh, no way, dude.
Like that flat-screen TV that just got stolen.
Hey, this is Capri. Come see us at Roger Foley's office at 201 Mammoth Street in Thayer, Missouri.
Century 21 Combs & Associates Real Estate is once again proud to sponsor Thayer Bobcat Sports. The Bobcats are renowned for their hard work and dedication. Our team at Century 21 pride ourselves on our work ethic and strive to serve you with the utmost honesty and integrity. We wish success for the Bobcats and hope that you will allow us at Century 21 to assist you in your successful real estate endeavors. Whether buying or selling, give us a call at 417-264-7000 and let us put our knowledge, experience, and marketing ability to work for you. Each office in Napoleon and operated.
At FNBC, we are committed to our customers and being an active member in the communities we serve. With 11 convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas, we invite you to stop by and pull up a chair with one of our community bankers to see how FNBC can serve you. We offer products like Cobalt Checking with ID Protect, and our online and mobile banking allow you to manage your accounts right in the palm of your hand. FNBC is here to build a lasting relationship with you.
You and FNBC, better together? Go Bobcats! Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Additional terms and conditions may apply.
Advanced Practice registered nurse Leslie Batterton and her team are taking new patients at Baxter Regional Health System Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring. They offer the excellent care you'd expect from Baxter Regional for men and women of all ages, from pediatrics to geriatrics, including women's health and more. Schedule an appointment today with Leslie Batterton by calling 870-625-1709. BRHS Hometown Clinic at Mammoth Spring, 277 Main Street, and accepts both Arkansas and Missouri Medicare and Medicaid.
And back here at the Thayer High School after a ball game again. Thayer with a win tonight, 81-26 over the Winona Wildcats. And again, big night for the Bobcat All-Stater. Jordan Andrews scored 22 in the game, did not play in the fourth quarter, and didn't play for about half of the third quarter. And Jordan on fire early, had 19 in the first half. Thayer also got 12 points tonight from Gage Pitts, the senior point guard. He had 10 of those in the first half. Also in double figures for Aiden Burns. He only had 4 at halftime. And we ended up with 16 on the night, so 12 third quarter points for Aiden Burns, and that's just the kind of player he is. The sophomore is really good. 9 points tonight for Keaton Nicholson for the Thayer Bobcats. Lane Grimes added 7, all of those in the first half. Then 2 points for Asa Walsh, 4 for Brandon Prince, 2 for Mark Spencer, 3 for Eric Simers, and 4 for Easton Pitts. It was a double win tonight for the Thayer Bobcats. The Bobcat JV also a winner over Winona, 57-21. So Thayer Bobcats now 2-0, and they head to the semifinals of the Lyon College Tournament. They'll play on Friday down at Batesville, and we'll have the game for you right here on K-Country 95. Of course, we don't know who they play yet. They'll play the winner of one of the first-round games in the semifinals. I believe that game's at 5:20 on Friday afternoon. So we'll be there in Batesville for the call of the game. Hope you'll join us. All right, again, I've got to name the Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game, brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains. We'll do that in just 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
The experts in orthopedic care can be found at Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic. Dr. Roeder, who serves as the West Plains team physician, and Drs. Jolly and Karen specialize in the medical and surgical care of the spine and joints, utilizing the latest technology to get you back on your feet as quickly as possible. And they are here for you 24/7. Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedics and Spine Clinic on Kentucky Avenue in West Plains, where they are focused on your health.
And our Thayer Bobcat Player of the Game tonight, don't think there's any doubt about this one. You got to go with Jordan Andrews, the Bobcat All-Stater, the senior, scoring 22 tonight, 19 in the first half. Jordan had a dunk again tonight. He is now 2 games and 2 dunks for the Thayer Bobcats. Keaton Nicholson also had one tonight. And Aiden Burns had one for the Thayer Bobcats tonight. So good night for Thayer. They win it again, 81-26. And again, Jordan Andrews, our Thayer Bobcat player of the game. But if Coach Pitts was up here right now, we've kind of been waiting for him here for just a moment to come out of the locker room. He'd tell you defense was the difference in this one. His defense really put the clamps down early in this game as the Bobcats sprinted out to an 18-0 lead, and it was just a great defensive effort by the Thayer Bobcats. That's going to wrap it up for tonight. Again, we'll be with you again Friday night from the Lyon College Tournament in Batesville, Arkansas. Thayer Bobcats will play, I believe, is at 5:20 on Friday evening. Thayer Bobcat basketball tonight been brought to you by Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic in West Plains, FNBC Community Bankers, the Car Doctor 2 in Thayer, Ozarka College, Monty's Outdoors of West Plains, Hirsch Feed and Farm Supply in Thayer, the Baxter Regional Health System's Hometown Clinic of Mammoth Spring, along with REMAX Real Estate Exchange, Alex and Kylie O'Neill in Thayer, the Mammoth Spring Dental Clinic and Dr. Mike Kersey, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains, the Community First Banking Company of West Plains Mountain Grove in Thayer, Shelter Insurance, Roger Foley in Thayer, the Pizza Inn of Thayer, and Century 21 Combs and Associates. For Mike Robertson back in the studio, I'm the Red Bull Mike Crace. Till next time, have a good time. Thayer Bobcat Basketball, a presentation of the Ecom Sports Network.